This is the Bible Book of Psalms, Book 5, as read from the Old King James Bible, 1611, where the words added by man have been removed, and replaced with a comma. Please pause before starting to listen, or read this, as you must ask Holy Spirit to fill in the missing words and provide the context. Only Holy Spirit understands what the true context is. It may appear strange to read or hear the gaps, but Holy Spirit will fill these up with meaning, but only if, you have 1. Given your life to Jesus Christ. 2. Forgiven everyone of everything they have done. 3. Asked Holy Spirit to come within you, and teach, and lead, and guide you. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for good, for his mercy, forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east, and from the west, from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that would praise the Lord, his goodness, and his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and iron. Because they rebelled against the words of God, and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that would praise the Lord, his goodness, and his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word, and healed them, and delivered from their destructions. Oh, that would praise the Lord, his goodness, and his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth, and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths, their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that would praise the Lord, his goodness, and his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground. A fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh families like a flock. The righteous shall see, and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso, wise, and will observe these, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 108. A Song, Psalm of David. O God, my heart is fixed, I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp, I will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy, great above the heavens, and thy truth, unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. That thy beloved may be delivered, save, thy right hand, and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice, I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succah. Gilead, mine, Manasseh, mine, Ephraim also, the strength of mine head, Judah, my lawgiver. Moab, my washpot, over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Not, O God, hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our hosts? Give us help from trouble, for vain, the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he shall tread down our enemies. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 109. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me, they have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I, prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good, and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds, and beg, let them seek, also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, in the generation following let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to shew mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him, as he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment, covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. This, the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy, good, deliver thou me. For I, poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth, I am tossed up and down as the locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them, they looked upon me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God, O save me according to thy mercy. That they may know that this, thy hand, thou, Lord, hast done it. Let them curse, but bless thou, when they arise, let them be ashamed, but let thy servant rejoice. Let mine adversaries be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion, as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth, yea, I will praise him among the multitude. For he shall stand at the right hand of the poor, to save, from those that condemn his soul. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 110. A Psalm of David. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people, willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn, and will not repent, thou, a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen, he shall fill, with the dead bodies, he shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way, therefore shall he lift up the head. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with whole heart, in the assembly of the upright, and the congregation. The works of the Lord, great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work, honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered, the Lord, gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him, he will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath shewed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands, verity and judgment, all his commandments, sure. They stand fast forever and ever, done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people, he hath commanded his covenant forever, holy and reverend, his name. The fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom, a good understanding have all they that do, his praise endureth forever. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed, the man, feareth the Lord, delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches, in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness, gracious, and full of compassion, and righteous. A good man showeth favor, and lendeth, he will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever, the righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings, his heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart, established, he shall not be afraid, until he see, upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness endureth forever, his horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see, and be grieved, he shall gnash with his teeth, and melt away, the desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same the Lord's name, to be praised. The Lord, high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who, like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high. Who humbleth, to behold, in heaven, and in the earth. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. That he may set, with princes, with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Judah was his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea saw, and fled, Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What, thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, thou wast driven back. Ye mountains, ye skipped like rams, ye little hills, like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Which turned the rock, a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy, for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, Where, now their God? But our God, in the heavens, he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols, silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not, eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not, noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not, feet have they, but they walk not, neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord, he, their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, he, their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, he, their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us, he will bless the house of Israel, he will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Yea, blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, the heavens, the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 116. I love the Lord, because he hath heard my voice, my supplications. Because he hath inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon, as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me, I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious, the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God, merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple, I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore have I spoken, I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, All men, liars. What shall I render unto the Lord, all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation, and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord, the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I, thy servant, the son of thine handmaid, thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord, forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 118. O give thanks unto the Lord, for, good, because his mercy, forever. Let Israel now say, that his mercy, forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, that his mercy, forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say, that his mercy, forever. I called upon the Lord in distress, the Lord answered me, in a large place. The Lord, on my side, I will not fear, what can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me, therefore shall I see, upon them that hate me. Better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord, my strength, and song, and is become my salvation. the voice of rejoicing and salvation, in the tabernacles of the righteous, the right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted, the right hand of the Lord doth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go into them, I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone, the builders refused, is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, it, marvelous in our eyes. This, the day, the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed, he that cometh in the name of the Lord, we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God, the Lord, which hath shewed us light, bind the sacrifice with cords, unto the horns of the altar. Thou, my God, and I will praise thee, my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for, good, for his mercy, for ever. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 119. Aleph. Blessed, the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed, they that keep his testimonies, seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded, to keep thy precepts diligently. O that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Beth. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed, thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as, in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes, I will not forget thy word. Gimel. Deal bountifully with thy servant, I may live, and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I, a stranger in the earth, hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing, unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud, cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit, speak against me, thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also, my delight, my counselors. Daleth. My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me, teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness, strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth, thy judgments have I laid. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. He. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it, the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, quicken thou me in thy way. Stablish thy word unto thy servant, who, to thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments, good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts, quicken me in thy righteousness. VAU. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually for ever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Zion. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This, my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, have I not declined from thy law? I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had, because I kept thy precepts. Cheth. My portion, O Lord, I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with whole heart, be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I, a companion of all that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy, teach me thy statutes. Teth. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou, good, and doest good, teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, I will keep thy precepts with whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, I delight in thy law. Good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth, better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. J.O.D. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me, give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments, right, and thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law, my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Caph. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, do I not forget thy statutes? How many, the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which, not after thy law. All thy commandments, faithful, they persecute me wrongfully, help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Lamed. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness, unto all generations, thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all, thy servants. Unless thy law, my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I, thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, thy commandment, exceeding broad. M.E.M. O how love I thy law! It, my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they, ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies, my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. None. Thy word, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much, quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul, continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they, the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes alway, the end. Samech. I hate, thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou, my hiding place and my shield, I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit, falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth, dross, therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. N. I have done judgment and justice, leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good, let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation, and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I, thy servant, give me understanding, that I may know thy testimonies. Time for, Lord, to work, they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all, precepts, all, right, I hate every false way. P. Thy testimonies, wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth, and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Zadi. Righteous, thou, O Lord, and upright, thy judgments. Thy testimonies, thou hast commanded, righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word, very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I, small and despised, do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness, an everlasting righteousness, and thy law, the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, thy commandments, my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies, everlasting, give me understanding, and I shall live. K.O.P.H. I cried with whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning, and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief, they are far from thy law. Thou, near, O Lord, and all thy commandments, truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Resh. Consider mine affliction, and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause, and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. Salvation, far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great, thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. Many, my persecutors and mine enemies, do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors, and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts, quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word, true, the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments, forever. Skin. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word, as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation, and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways, before thee. Tell. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord, give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee, deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise, when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments, righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law, my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep, seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 120. A Song of Degrees. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee? Or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of juniper. Woe is me, that I sojourn in Mesech, I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hath peace. I, peace, but when I speak, they, for war. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 121. A Song of Degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help, from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved, he that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord, thy keeper, the Lord, thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 122. A Song of Degrees of David. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace, within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God I will seek thy good. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 123. A Song of Degrees. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants, unto the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes, upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, with the contempt of the proud. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 124. A Song of Degrees of David. If, the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. If, the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us. Then they had swallowed us up quick, when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed, the Lord, who hath not given us, a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers, the snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help, in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 125. A Song of Degrees. They that trust in the Lord, as Mount Zion, cannot be removed, abide forever. As the mountains, round about Jerusalem, so the Lord, round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto, good, and, upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, peace, upon Israel. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 126. A Song of Degrees. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing, then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 127. A Song of Degrees for Solomon. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it, except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, in vain. Vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children, an heritage of the Lord, the fruit of the womb, reward. As arrows, in the hand of a mighty man, so, children of the youth. Happy, the man that hath his quiver full of them, they shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 128. A Song of Degrees. Blessed, every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy, thou, and, well with thee. Thy wife, as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, peace upon Israel. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 129. A Song of Degrees. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, may Israel now say. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed upon my back, they made long their furrows. The Lord, righteous, he hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Let them all be confounded and turned back that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass, the housetops, which withereth afore it groweth up. Wherewith the mower filleth not his hand, nor he that bindeth sheaves his bosom. Neither do they which go by say, the blessing of the Lord, upon you, we bless you in the name of the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 130. A Song of Degrees. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice, let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But, forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul, for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning, they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord, mercy, and with him, plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 131. A Song of Degrees of David. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself, as a child that is weaned of his mother, my soul, even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 132. A Song of Degrees. Lord, remember David, all his afflictions. How he sware unto the Lord, vowed unto the Mighty, of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes, slumber to mine eyelids. Until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the Mighty, of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephrata, we found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles, we will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou, and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn, truth unto David, he will not turn from it, of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne for evermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired, for his habitation. This, my rest for ever, here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision, I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud, I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 133. A Song of Degrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant, for brethren to dwell together in unity. Like the precious ointment upon the head, that ran down upon the beard, Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 134. A Song of Degrees. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all, servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands, the sanctuary, and bless the Lord. The Lord that made heaven and earth bless thee out of Zion. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 135. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord, praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord, good, sing praises unto his name, for, pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord, great, and, our Lord, above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, did he in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, he maketh lightnings for the rain, he bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast? Sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his servants, who smote great nations, and slew mighty kings. Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land, and heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, for ever, thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen, silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not, eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not, neither is there breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them, every one that trusteth in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel, bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi, ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 136. O give thanks unto the Lord, for good, for his mercy, for ever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy, for ever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy, for ever. To him who alone doth great wonders, for his mercy, for ever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy, for ever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy, for ever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy, for ever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy, for ever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy, for ever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy, for ever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy, for ever. With a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy, for ever. To him which divided the Red Sea in two parts, for his mercy, for ever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy, for ever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy, for ever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy, for ever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy, for ever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy, for ever. Sihon king of the Amorites, for his mercy, for ever. And Og the king of Bashan, for his mercy, for ever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy, for ever. An heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy, for ever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy, for ever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy, for ever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy, for ever. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy, for ever. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us, mirth, sing us, of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, Raise, raise, to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy, that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy, that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 138. Of David. I will praise thee with my whole heart, before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried thou answeredst me, strengthen my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great, the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord, high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me, thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect, concerneth me, thy mercy, O Lord, for ever, forsake not the works of thine own hands. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 139. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. O Lord, thou hast searched me, and known. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising, thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted, all my ways. For, not a word in my tongue, lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Knowledge, too wonderful for me, it is high, I cannot, unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou, there, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou. I take the wings of the morning, dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, the darkness and the light, both alike. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully, wonderfully made, marvelous, thy works, and, my soul know it right well. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret, curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all, were written, in continuance were fashioned, when, none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! I should count them, they are more in number than the sand, when I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God, depart from me therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, thine enemies take, in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred, I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts. And see if, wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 140. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man, preserve me from the violent man. Which imagine mischiefs in heart, continually are they gathered together, war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent, adder's poison, under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked, preserve me from the violent man, who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me, and cords, they have spread a net by the wayside, they have set gins for me. Selah. I said unto the Lord, Thou, my God, hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked, further not his wicked device, they exalt themselves. Selah. The head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them, let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth, evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted, the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 141. A Psalm of David. Lord, I cry unto thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice, when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee, incense, the lifting up of my hands, the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Let the righteous smite me, a kindness, and let him reprove me, an excellent oil, shall not break my head, for yet my prayer also, in their calamities. When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth, upon the earth. But mine eyes, unto thee, O God the Lord, in thee is my trust, leave not my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, and the gins of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, whilst that I withal escape. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 142. Maskil of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him, I shewed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on, right hand, and beheld, but, no man that would know me, refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, I said, thou, my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low, deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name, the righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 143. A Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord, give ear to my supplications, in thy faithfulness answer me, in thy righteousness. And enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath smitten my life down to the ground, he hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me, my heart within me is desolate. I remember the days of old, I meditate on all thy works, I muse on the work of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul, after thee, as a thirsty land. Selah. Hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit faileth, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust, cause me to know the way wherein I should walk, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies, I flee unto thee to hide me. Teach me to do thy will, for thou, my God, thy spirit, good, lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness' sake bring my soul out of trouble. And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I, thy servant. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 144. Of David. Blessed, the Lord my strength, which tiak hate my hands to war, my fingers to fight. My goodness, and my fortress, my high tower, and my deliverer, my shield, and, in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what, man, that thou takest knowledge of him? The son of man, that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days, as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning, and scatter them, shoot out thine arrows, and destroy them. Send thine hand from above, rid me, and deliver me out of great waters, from the hand of strange children. Whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand, a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery, an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me, and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand, a right hand of falsehood. That our sons, as plants grown up in their youth, our daughters, as cornerstones, polished, the similitude of a palace. Our garners, full, affording all manner of store, our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets. Our oxen, strong to labor, no breaking in, nor going out, that, no complaining in our streets. Happy, people, that is in such a case, happy, people, whose God, the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 145. David's, a praise. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name for ever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name for ever and ever. Great, the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness, unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And, shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord, gracious, and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord, good to all, and his tender mercies, over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom, an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion, throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all, bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord, righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord, nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him, he also will hear their cry, and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name for ever and ever. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live will I praise the Lord, I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, in the Son of Man, in whom, no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish. Happy, that, the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope, in the Lord his God. Which made heaven, and earth, the sea, and all that therein, which keepeth truth for ever. Which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth, the blind, the Lord raiseth them that are bowed down, the Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers, he relieveth the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign for ever, thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 147. Praise ye the Lord, for, good to sing praises unto our God, for, pleasant, praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by names. Great, our Lord, and of great power, his understanding, infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek, he casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God. Who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse, he taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates, he hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace, thy borders, filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment, earth, his word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool, he scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels, who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word, and melteth them, he causeth his wind to blow, the waters flow. He sheweth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and, judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that, above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them for ever and ever, he hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons, and all deeps. Fire, and hail, snow, and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains, and all hills, fruitful trees, and all cedars. Beasts, and all cattle, creeping things, and flying fowl. Kings of the earth, and all people, princes, and all judges of the earth. Both young men, and maidens, old men, and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent, his glory, above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 149. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance, let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, let them sing aloud upon their beds. The high, of God, in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute vengeance upon the heathen, punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron. To execute upon them the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms, Book 5, Chapter 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.